Common Sense Commentary on politics, culture, and current events. If it's on your mind, it's in the news. And now, in the news, with your host, Mike Dakak.
So the good news here, if there is any, is that people are waking up. Actually, I shouldn't say that. This is unequivocally good news. People are waking up. You know, Wisconsin finds, quote-unquote, 170,000 ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning, the day after Election Day, and they get added on to the total miraculously. 85% of them go to Joe Biden, and 15% go to Donald Trump. I mean, who believes this nonsense? And you know, these are mail-in ballots, so they're going to go for Joe Biden. Joe Biden is probably going to win them as a whole. And they're in Milwaukee County, which is, as the name implies, where Milwaukee is, which is, it's going to be a Democratic county. But that, the split in Milwaukee County on Democrats' best days winds up being 65-35, 70-30, not 85-15. And so that split winds up putting Wisconsin in the Biden column. So, you know, none of what's happened is really, and then you have Sharpiegate, by the way, in Arizona, right, where people are asked to fill out their ballots using Sharpies instead of pens. And there are pens there at the polling places, and the voters are, you know, they put videos online saying we asked to use the pens, and the poll workers were like, no, they gave us Sharpies. And they asked, are these going to count? And they were assured, yes, they're going to count. And so they fill out their ballots with Sharpies, but the ink bleeds through. And so the voting machines don't read the ballots. And so now there's a lawsuit going on, and the Secretary of State of Arizona comes out and says, no, don't believe that. If you filled it out with a Sharpie, it's going to count. And people are saying, yeah, but I filled it out. My ballot didn't count. What gives here? Now there's a lawsuit, and now, you know, the lawsuit got settled, or it didn't get settled, and people are going back and forth. I mean, none of what's happened here so far, folks, is off script. Not yet. I mean, we knew this was all coming. So far, it's playing out exactly the way they told us it was going to play out. Hundreds of thousands of ballots get miraculously found. I mean, the whole thing stinks. And Trump stands up and says, hey, you know, wait a second. This is a little fishy. It's a little fishy that I was up by 700,000 votes, 800,000 votes in Pennsylvania. And now all of a sudden, I'm only up 100,000 a couple of days later. And they say, well, you're suppressing votes. You're a tyrant. You're a fascist. See, this is what we've been warning the American public about for months and months. We got to get them out of here. And now people are beginning to fill the streets. You see little protests, a little bit of unrest pop up in New York City and Washington, D.C. Portland, of course, there was a pretty significant violence the other night. But Portland has seen significant violence since about May. No one's covering it, but it's happening on a daily basis. They have rolling riots there. Poll watchers are being barred from entering places. They're blocking windows so people can't see what's going on. I mean, if there's nothing going on, then why don't you be as transparent as possible? I mean, if I was one of these poll workers, and God bless them, it's just not an easy task to take on. You're kind of putting your safety in danger when you do this nowadays. But if I was one of those poll watchers, I'd want to be watched. Put me in a fishbowl. I'd want to make sure that everybody saw everything that I was doing, because I wouldn't want to deal with any of that nonsense. But it's only a matter of time before significant violence breaks out and people fill the streets. And that's exactly what the globalists wanted. Everything we're watching now has been scripted, all of it. The confusion, and by the way, folks, keep this in mind. The confusion is the point. You know, they add all these ballots. It's not like they're saying to themselves, oh, wait a second, you know, if we release 200,000 ballots in the middle of the night, that's going to cause confusion. What's a good way to not have that happen? No. They're introducing it at that time of the night, so, precisely so they can cause confusion. They're not lamenting it. The confusion has been scripted. The protests have been scripted. All the responses, they've all been war gamed. The lawsuits that are coming up, we're going to file this lawsuit in state court, and it's going to be struck down, and then it's going to go to the Court of Appeals all the way up to the Supreme Court. And then the civil unrest can start. I mean, Donald Trump won this thing, folks. It wasn't a landslide, to be sure, but he won it handily. But it was also not a landslide for the Democrats. And we were hearing, you know, the Donald Trump, Joe Biden was up on Donald Trump by 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, there was a poll I think it was released about a week before Election Day, that had Joe Biden up by 17 points on Donald Trump in Wisconsin. 17 points. How could you get it that wrong? I mean, if people are irritated that the pollsters got it that wrong, wait until we figure out that they got it wrong on purpose. It's all deliberate what we're seeing here. Trump was ahead in Wisconsin. He was ahead in Michigan. He was ahead in Arizona. We all went to sleep. The next day, he was magically behind. Why would Fox News, which has been held up as the conservative, fair and balanced, and we report and you decide, and I'm going to go in a little bit on Fox News here because they called Arizona at like 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. And I'm feeling a little bit of satisfaction over the fact that Fox News has been completely exposed here. They're controlled opposition, folks. I don't usually go after other outlets like this, but they're controlled opposition. They had us all fooled for a long time. And not too many people wanted to believe it. I got into a little mini, I mean, it wasn't an argument, but it was a little back and forth on Gab a couple of weeks ago. When I posted, you know, Fox News is controlled opposition, and someone responded to me and said, well, you know, we have to stick together. Conservatives have to stick together. And if you're not going to be a conservative anymore, then get at it. First of all, that dichotomy is over. I urge you to leave that behind. It's not about Democrat and Republican. It's not about liberal and conservative. It's about globalist and patriot. That's what we're down to now. All the other pretense has been stripped bare. And so Fox News, you know, I'm reminded of that Mark Twain quote. It's easier to fool people than it is to convince them that they've been fooled. Fox News is controlled opposition. And when the opportunity presented itself, they were the first people to stick the knife in the back. I mean, even Governor Ducey, he's a Republican of Arizona, came out the next day and was like, wait, what? No, you know, the votes are still being counted here. The state is still very much in play. No one went along with that call on Arizona. You know, Rich Barris, who is a pollster, you could really believe. You can catch him on Bannon's YouTube channel, Steve Bannon's YouTube channel. He brings him on just about every day now. He's winning this election because he's a pollster, but he's giving us the straight dope on what's going on. And in a moment of candor, he just said the other day, he said, you know, I think that they pulled this stunt. And he says that he's not a conspiracy theorist. And that's not why he was even, you know, that's not why he was brought on the show by Bannon. He was just brought on the show because he was an honest pollster. Imagine that, when a pollster, an honest pollster, becomes an oddity. That's how you know something has gone terribly wrong. But he comes on and he's talking about the numbers in Arizona and he's breaking it all down. He's doing a very good job. And so Steve Bannon just asks him point blank. He's like, you know, Barris, what do you think is going on here? You've been a pollster for, you know, years. You know your business. You know, have you ever seen anything like this before? And he says, I haven't. He says, my gut feeling, and he says, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but my gut feeling says they pulled the stunt in Arizona so they could stop counting in the Midwest, so they can then pull all these other dumps in the middle of the night. And he says, go back, don't listen to me, go back and see what happened, rewind the tape. When Fox News made that call, Maricopa County in Arizona stopped counting. All of the Midwest stopped counting. It went to a deadlock. No one reported anything anymore. And then at 4 or 5 in the morning, all of these dumps came out. And that's what shifted all of these states to Biden. Miraculously, the next morning, Biden is ahead. Lord, it's a miracle. And by the way, Barris also goes on to say, he says, you know, something really strange happened with this election. He's in touch with departments in the various states, you know, the Secretary of State departments in the various states, the people responsible for reporting the votes to people like Barris and other polling companies so then they can update their information and disseminate that to the public. And he says, during every election, we're told, hey, listen, you know, 45% of the votes have been counted. This is what's outstanding. We have 200,000 in-person votes that are left. We have about 80,000 absentee ballots, and we have about 5,000 or 6,000 provisional ballots. This is what he says happens in every election. He says, in this election, they did away with that. There were no accountability deadlines. So we have no way of knowing what's outstanding and what's yet to come. And he says, I have no idea why they did that. He said they use They used COVID-19 as the predicate. But what does COVID-19 have to do with the Arkansas Department of State, let's just say, to pick one state at random, reporting to someone like Rich Barris or Quinnipiac or Rasmussen or whatever, hey, listen, we have 80,000 votes left. How does COVID-19 get involved in any of that? There is absolutely no logical reason, and Barris says this himself, there is no logical reason for them to do it that way. And so therefore, if you ask me, it's the biggest indication that there's a conspiracy going on. I mean, folks, in Pennsylvania, ballots are being counted even if they have not been postmarked by Election Day. In other words, the vote is going to this wasn't done in the last couple of days. This was actually a decision made by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court last month. And I don't know what's going on with the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. I mean, they're like Bolshevik Central up there. Every decision that comes their way where they can weaken the country, the state, and therefore the country, seems to be approved by them. But they approve a plan put forward by the Pennsylvania Secretary of State last month that says that ballots that arrive by Friday, this is tomorrow, I'm recording this on Thursday, November 5th, ballots that arrive by Friday, November 6th, are going to be counted whether or not they were postmarked by November 3rd. In other words, the vote count is going to continue as long as it needs to in order to make sure Trump loses. What they're telling us, folks, is that they're basically printing ballots now. You know, they're like the voting version of the Fed, the Federal Reserve. You know, whenever there's too much debt and the deficit gets low, they just print more money. Well, this is what Pennsylvania is doing now. Whenever the deficit for Joe Biden seems to be too large, they're just going to start printing ballots. And it's no wonder that happened. This was all planned again. So it's no wonder that happened in Pennsylvania, because leading up to Election Day here, if you asked anyone, we all thought that Pennsylvania was going to be the 2020 version of Florida, 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 right? It was going to be Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania. That's where it was going to be decided. Interestingly, and actually it looks like now, Arizona might be the state that decides things, because Donald Trump is ahead in Pennsylvania. He's ahead in Georgia. He's ahead in North Carolina. Joe Biden is ahead in Wisconsin. He's ahead in Michigan. And I believe he's ahead in Nevada. So if everything just kind of froze the way it was, if all of those states go the way they stand right now, it's basically going to come down to Arizona that's going to decide this election. But remember, folks, the goal is not to have Biden win. And I know I hear a lot of clicks turning me off right now, but that's not the goal. The goal is not to have Biden win. The goal is to change the Constitution. Now, obviously, if they have Biden in the White House, they would prefer to have Biden in the White House, because that's just going to make changing the Constitution all the easier. But Biden winning is not the goal. The goal is to change the Constitution. So why? So they can negotiate new states. So Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico can become states. Then they can overhaul the Supreme Court. They can add term limit. They can expand the court, number one. If they can't get away with that, then they're going to overhaul the... I mean, Joe Biden already said the other week, as soon as I win, I'm forming a commission so they can recommend ways to overhaul the court system because it's getting out of whack. What's getting out of whack? Getting out of whack because Donald Trump was able, through no fault of his own, there were three vacancies on the court and Donald Trump was able to fill them. That means it's getting out of whack. So now they have to have term limits. They're suggesting that they're going to limit the laws that the Supreme Court can review, but they're going to require a supermajority for some court decisions. Maybe they're going to mandate a balanced bench. That's one of the options they're looking at, where the Democrats appoint five justices and Republicans appoint five justices. They might rotate judges on and off the bench. Why this concentration on the Supreme Court? Well, it's easy. It's not about having the Supreme Court being a fair judicial check and balance on the legislative branch and on the executive branch. No, it's about being a super legislature. They want the Supreme Court to be a super Congress, because they want to have declarative government, right? Getting social reforms implemented that would never have made their way through Congress, that would never have gotten past Congress, i.e. past the people, past you and I. They are the few and we are the many. And so they can't have grassroots movements. They have to have top-down movements. Now, you can't have 330 people believe in globalism. So what they do is they control us at choke points. The federal government is a choke point. The Supreme Court is a choke point. Social media, run by two or three major companies, that's a choke point. Network news, polls that you see on network news, that's a choke point. But people are fed up with that. And they're taking it upon themselves to be, for example, poll watchers now. People are fed up with what's happening. I mean, you hop on Twitter and see what's going on there. And Twitter is the left of the left. But it's flooded with people who are fed up. And people in Arizona who are chanting Fox News sucks and shame on Fox. There's a whistleblower out in Michigan who works for the post office. And he spoke to Project Veritas this week. And he talks about how he was told to take mail-in ballots that came in on Wednesday. This is the day after Election Day, November 4th, and put them off to the side. Why did they need to be put off to the side? Because they were going to be postmarked, backdated by hand, by supervisors to show they were received on November 3rd, Election Day. If they're received on the 4th, they don't count. If they're received on the 3rd, they do count. Why is no one looking into that? Why is no one taking that seriously? People are sharing stories of dead people they know who have records showing that they've filled ballots out and those ballots have been received by states. People are entering a deceased person's information on the website of the various secretaries of state, and they're getting confirmation pages back. Yes, we've received your absentee ballot, and yes, it's counting. What I really find interesting is that Michigan and Wisconsin don't have any specific comments about these ballot dumps that we saw overnight from election night into the following day to Wednesday. The Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, she tells reporters on Wednesday, listen, I would ask everyone not to repeat misinformation. And then she's asked, okay, well, you know, we don't want to repeat misinformation. Can you give us information on how it's possible that, 100,000 ballots come in and they're all 100% for Joe Biden? It doesn't follow any logic. And she says, well, we can't speculate as to why the results lean one way or another. They're not leaning one way or another. They're 100% for one candidate and 0% for the other. They're not leaning, they're being manufactured. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, their public information officer came out the other day and says, well, everything in Wisconsin has gone according to law. Why don't we believe that? Shut Down DC, there's a group that I've spoken to you about before. It's an anarchist group, a leftist group. And they have been planning for weeks, months, as a matter of fact, civil unrest in the nation's capital after the election. And seemingly, by the way, regardless of the results, and you can see them starting to bubble up now. Well, the other day they put out a kind of an action document. And they say that we're going to be conducting mass rebellion training in the event President Trump conducts what they consider to be a coup. Mass rebellion training. Now, why is it that none of President Trump's supporters are conducting what's called mass rebellion training? They're not gearing up. They're not arming themselves for anything. They're trying to defend themselves. But again, every accusation is a confession. And so this is going to be a long, drawn-out slog, unfortunately. Look for this to go into December, possibly January, before it's all over. I mean, don't be surprised if Donald Trump wins in the end, because now it's up to the courts. But what I want you to keep in mind is that it's going to be an even bigger victory for patriots at this point, the effects of which are probably going to last a lot longer than 4 years. President Trump, if he wins, is only going to be around for 4 years, but the awakening that's happening is going to be around a lot longer than that. And that's what they know. And that's what scares them to death. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed. If you have any comments on any of the issues we discussed, drop me a line. You can reach me at comments@itnshow.com. That's comments@itnshow.com. Thanks again for listening, everyone. Till next time, take care of yourselves and each other.
If it's on your mind, it's in the news. Subscribe to In the News on both iTunes and on Stitcher Radio. This has been In the News.